Yes, welcome to another edition of Splash Trash Meh, the G-Splash Movie Guide. We break it down, movies that we think you should see going into the weekend. Now, our rating system's pretty simple. Splash, trash, or meh. It's either splash, you should see it, meh, it's okay, and trash, don't even bother. We're starting things off a little bit different today, Chris.
Ooh.
Say hello to the
Hey, what's
the
up,
great
everybody?
Folks.
Here I am.
Round of applause.
Yay.
Let's cut it short. So, it's kind of been a big gap, right? Like, you saw Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
It's kind of been quiet for other movies around these parts. Like, everything's kind
of
dead.
Everybody just got out of the way of Infinity War so that it
could
do what it was going to do.
I mean, you gotta let the animal out of its cage and just let it be sometimes. So this week for Splash Trash Matt, instead of giving you a review of a movie, we're going to talk about the best movies so far of 2018. I'll run down this list. We have 15. Well, I'm going to breeze through it. Chris, I want you to tell me if you've seen them, what your thoughts are, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
But first, Chris, guess the top three. So China is a big movie market. I'm going to exclude those because I didn't know any of them. I haven't seen any of them, and I don't think you have either. Is that fair enough?
Any of the top movies?
The movies from China that has made a lot of money.
We're talking money-wise here, right?
Yeah, this is a money thing. This is box office numbers.
Infinity War.
Yep. Number one. Number two.
Black Panther.
Number three.
So far in 2018.
This will be an interesting one. Let's see if you get this. I can't play because I already know.
A Quiet Place.
All right. The final answer.
Sure.
All right. Number 15 was actually, and this kind of surprises me, but if I guess I would have to look back at movies and like really, you know, scounge around. But Insidious, The Last Key is number 15.
Okay. People love those.
It's made $167 million at the box office.
If I remember right, it was not like the worst, like it wasn't supposed to be good, but it wasn't supposed to be like terrible.
No, you're absolutely right. I think it
got a 32.
That's
so
what's
it's
funny.
Not supposed to be
that's
like garbage, but it's not, you know, the best ever.
Right. That's what's funny about horror films and like horror series is like there'll be one movie that comes out that grabs people, right?
Sure.
And then they're locked in.
Right.
I thought Purge sucked, but like, they made three of them. I think four of them.
They're going to keep pumping them out.
Number 14, Paddington 2.
Okay, that makes sense. I got like 100%, so.
You'll like this one. Number 13, A Quiet Place.
Boom, there it is.
$270 million. Right before that is Tomb Raider. Right before that is Maze Runner. That came out this year?
Yeah.
I guess it did.
Wow, that surprised me. That made that much money.
Yeah. Pacific Rim is at number 10, Uprising. John Boyega carried that film.
Perfect.
We all know that.
Yeah.
This one's I was surprised this one's as high as it is. Peter Rabbit.
Wow. The kids movies. When you get a kids movie that's intriguing, you know, it's going to make some money.
I mean, I guess there is some history here, right? Like that's a book that's been around forever.
Right.
Made $331 million. I haven't even seen it. Have you seen it?
No. Did not catch that one.
Number eight is Monster Hunt 2, which is a Chinese film.
Okay, all right.
Number seven, ladies, if you're listening, 50 Shades of Free.
Whatever. There it is. The last one.
I can't believe people went and saw it. Like, this was the book was such a fucking... I hated it. Anyway.
I hated it. I just couldn't stand it.
Anyway. Number six, Rampage.
Okay.
Rampage at number six, The Rock. Close to $400 million.
Wow. Dang.
Number five is another sequel to a Chinese film called Detective Chinatown 2.
Okay, wow. Sequels.
China's on point with their sequels right now.
Yeah,
there's two in
the
top 15. Number four, and this would be number three in America, or North America rather, for films. Ready Player One.
Oh, I should have guessed that. That came in at number what?
Number three for America,
okay.
But number four overall.
Wow, yeah, okay. All right.
Almost $600 million.
Damn.
Yeah, who?
I should have thought of that. I knew there was another big one like that, and I totally forgot.
Who would have thought? to be honest, when that the trailers came out about this movie, like, there wasn't a whole bunch of hype about it, but, like, that movie actually...
Spielberg and the colors, you know, and the pop culture references played out. We talked about it. We had an episode.
Yeah, yeah. It's just... It's... I guess the way I'm looking at the marketing of it, like, they didn't really do that much, but it still was successful. So that's what's funny. They did those terrible, like, Photoshop posters of other films that were just terrible. Yeah. Number three is Operation Red Sea, another Chinese film. Okay. I'm telling
creeping, man.
They got three in the top 15, and America hasn't even seen them. That's crazy. Number two, Black Panther, obviously. By listen to this gap, though.
Yeah, I'm curious about the margin here of victory.
So Operation Red Sea has made $579.2 million. Black Panther, $1.34 billion.
Jesus,
that's a huge gap. That's a huge gap.
That's
and then
a giant gap.
And then number one, obviously, is Infinity War,
yeah,
which is at it's at $1.6 billion.
Oh yeah, we're looking for and it's been here.
Which, if you look at the number, I mean, that movie's only been out for what, 3 weeks? Three weeks. I mean, Black Panther, it's already...
That's a money machine. It's like an ATM. Yeah. I mean, it probably costs Marvel. A lot to make.
You know, it probably costs a little bit, you know? They got to put places and pieces and things like that. Chris, what has your favorite movie been so far of 2018?
What has my favorite movie been so far of 2018?
Give me a sleeper movie, because I can gather that it's going to be one of four movies. Give me a sleeper pick first, and then tell me.
Man, I don't know if I have a sleeper pick right now. Like, my sleeper pick would be A Quiet Place, because honestly, as it was the previews and stuff like that originally, before we even start talking about it, I was like, okay, cool, here's a weird horror movie that's going to be something else.
Right.
And then it got good reviews, and I was like, wow, it's getting really good reviews, and it was one of those things where it made me, I mean, be like, yeah, I'm going to see this. Because I have, like, a certain rule about going to see, like, horror movies or whatever, mm-hmm. where it has to be above, yes, like, an 80%, and then I'll go see it in the theater, but this one was so good, and I was like, I didn't even hesitate. It was
Chris has a movie. Chris has an algorithm. He plugs in numbers. He's like, if the Rotten Tomatoes number is this, and my opinion number is this, we're going to multiply those by two, and are we going?
I think we might just be going. I might go see this film. We'll never know.
That's how Chris calculates his films.
That's how I see my movies.
So, Quiet Place is your sleeper pick.
I guess, yeah,
what is your sleeper pick? What is your number one pick?
My easy pick, or yeah. my
is it
one is Avengers? Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a tough one to beat. Yeah, it's hard not to put that at number one for me.
It delivered.
My sleeper pick, I guess, would be Isle of Dogs. I thought it was really good. I'm surprised it's not up in the top 15, but that was a really good movie.
Which one was it that you just said as your sleeper? I'm sorry.
Isle of Dogs.
Oh, right. Yeah. And that's still in theaters here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's boom. It's a thing.
It's still getting sold out here.
Damn.
I had someone really upset. I saw somebody that was at a theater. It was really upset that, they're like, this movie's been out for 10 weeks. Why is it still sold out?
You're like, take it easy, lady.
Calm down. It's just, maybe go down to Netflix. Just wait. It looks like the movie theater is a little stressful for you.
Yeah, it's like this doesn't seem like the right environment for you to be spending your time in. Because this wrapped up in what they're showing.
It's a little too much work. A little too much work, lady.
Get it.
That's the box office for 2018. Any surprises? Not really, right?
No surprises at all. I mean, the big Chinese sequel movies coming in there, that's something I just didn't know about. It's not necessarily surprising, but that makes sense.
Yeah. It kind of makes me wonder, but I've always read things about the Chinese market and how much it is impacting Hollywood. But, I mean, if you're a major studio and your film isn't in the top 15 because there's three Chinese films, I mean, that's got to say something, right? Like, you got to be mad. Like, I don't know. I'd have to look at the list of movies that have come out that I think would be in that top 15. But, man, like, they're not even being distributed worldwide.
Right.
and they're in the top 15. That's got to say something.
They're crushing it.
Crushing it. Top three. Number three.
That's impressive.
That's pretty amazing. This week coming out, though, Chris.
Yeah, Deadpool 2. I know. I'm so excited.
Starring Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin, a few other people, Terry Crews, TJ Miller. I'm surprised they kept him around. Are you? Do you think they wrapped filming when they were like,
yeah, because then they had the whole thing where they were like, you know, X-Force, he might have had a role in, but that he's not going to be included in X-Force now. So because of the sexual assault allegations and all this stuff. So yeah,
you think they toned down his character?
I think so. And they probably did some editing around it. Like they made him a part of the movie, but maybe they didn't. I don't know. All I know is that it's been pretty exactly the sound you made, which is, ooh, they were like, okay, well, we kind of have to run with this one the way we got it. So, and they're not, okay, here we go.
To be honest, man, he's a funny dude. I think he's a great actor. It's just unfortunate. I guess, you know, you can't be diddling children or whatever. Well, I don't know what he did.
TJ Miller?
Can't be out here finger popping each other's ass. Real
aggressive and all kinds of stuff with this girl in college. It's a whole thing.
Anyway, let's not give him too much limelight.
Yeah, get out of here, you.
For those who have never seen or heard of Deadpool, this is a sequel to a film, but here's the plot. I'm going to run it down for you. After surviving a near fatal bovine, is that a
bovine? That like word. A cow?
Bovine. Is that the cow?
It's a thing.
I wouldn't know that. Attack a disfigured cafeteria chef, Wade Wilson, struggles to fulfill his dream of becoming Miami's hottest bartender, while also learning to cope with his lost sense of taste, searching to regain his spice for life, as well as a flux capacitor. Wade must battle ninjas, the Yakuza, and a pack of sexually aggressive canines as he journeys around the world to discover the importance of family, friendship, and flavor, finding a new taste for adventure and earning the coveted coffee mug title of world's best lover. I hadn't read this plot before. I just copy-pasted it into the doc.
It's everywhere. I keep looking on all the IMDb or what Rotten Tomatoes, like, to see what the, like, actual plot of the movie is, and this is all you ever get. It's amazing. Yeah.
This couldn't be further from what the movie is. If you saw the first one, you know, you already know. I recommend seeing the first one before seeing this one. This is a great movie. Deadpool 1, like, blew people out of the water.
It was great. It was a surprise. It was everything it needed to be.
They're on the right track. I think Fox lucked out on this one. Ryan Reynolds driving it home really makes the difference.
Absolutely. Support and giving it his all.
Chris.
Love it.
Chris, you giving it a splash, trash, or meh?
I'm definitely going to give this one a splash. And I haven't gone too much into it and seen too much of the response or what people are excited for, but I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Do you think it beats out Avengers Infinity War?
I think it will, actually.
I don't think it will. Really? I don't think it will. I'm going to call it a splash, though. Splashing. The first one was great. I think we've talked about it before, whether or not they're going to go further with the envelope or, like, hone it into, like, you know, make it a great film but not be, like, outrageous.
Right.
I think they're going to – this. I think if the sale goes through and everything falls into place, it's going to be hard for Disney to get rid of this one. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they should.
Right.
But it would be interesting, you know, 5 years down the line if we could see Deadpool show up in, like, a weird timeline.
Yeah, so bring something or have fun. They can have fun with it, I'm sure. I mean, this is going to be its own line of stuff that they're keeping separate in every way. But yeah, you never know. The future, things can cross over and it'll be a fun little, like, oh my gosh, remember that thing?
You know what's funny is, we'll end the show with this, is, it's funny that Ryan Reynolds and the whole Deadpool camp, and then you have the whole MCU camp, they both want Hugh Jackman back. Isn't that funny?
Everybody,
like,
does.
What movie series has been like, we got to bring, like, you think we can flirt with it? The idea, can he come in? Like, Ryan Reynolds has been campaigning that since he took the role, which makes sense. It's a Fox project and all that. We've always wanted to see Hugh Jackman in the MCU. So it would be great to see both things come to fruition, even though he's dead, but he's dead in the future.
Right.
Spoiler if you haven't seen Logan.
We don't do that anymore.
He dies!
We do not do that anymore.
You think we'll see that? Or do you think we'll see another actor?
I really do, but I think we'll just see a new actor and a new page, new chapter, whatever on this.
But it seems my thing is, like, there seems to be a demand for it. You would think that, like, you know, you throw XYZ in a conference room and be like, yo, how do we make this happen?
Right.
I really don't know what the future holds for the MCU, but I can, you know, we can speculate all day, but I don't know, right? Like,
no, you,
Spider-Man, yes, and Iron Man and Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
Who wouldn't want that? I mean, that sounds like the dream team.
1992.
Boom.
Anyway, we'll close it at that. If you want to see Logan, if you want to see Hugh Jackman in the MCU and in Deadpool, we gotta make a loud roar about it, I guess, to make it happen. Anyway, I'm Bradley Baxter.
And I'm Chris Watts.
It's Chris Buggy Watts, and this has been Splash Trash Matt. Go see Deadpool 2 one time.
At least once.
Yeah, we out of here, baby.
Bye.